The minhag among Svardim is to begin saying Slichos by Rosh Chodesh Elul. The minhag Ashkenaz we begin later in the month, so it depends on what day Rosh Hashanah falls on. We don't have a set date, but we know we always start B'motzoi Shabbos. We always begin on Saturday night to keep the uniformities, and also some deeper reasons coming from Shabbos. But we begin a minimum 4 days. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out, I think it's Wednesday night. Let's go see. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it comes Wednesday night. So you can get your 4 days in. You begin the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah. But in the year where Rosh Hashanah falls out Sunday night, if you begin Saturday night, it's... You only get 1 day in, so therefore we begin a week before. So the minhag Ashkenaz is to begin Saturday night, and either we begin the week of Rosh Hashanah or the week before, as long as we get a minimum of 4 days in. Why 4 days? Why do we need 4 days? So two different schools of thought. One school of thought is we need 4 days is that there were Chassidim, Anshei Maisa, who used to fast during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Part of the fasting, probably we're not into fasting today, but people used to fast, some people still do, on Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh, but they used to fast, so they wanted a part of the Tshuva process. They used to fast during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but the problem is, you can't fast all 10 days. So there was, even though there was a debate about Rosh Hashanah, well, Maisa, we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah we have to eat. We always have a Shabbos in there, because it's during the 10 days of Tshuva. And as well, Erev Yom Kippur. We have a mitzvah in our Torah, perhaps, of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, there are 4 days that we can't fast, so in lieu of fasting, to make up for the 4 days we can't fast, we go ahead and we say Slichos 4 days before. So really the main thing is really fasting. Slichos is in lieu of fasting. However, according to the other school of thought, no, basically, it's not about fasting. It's about Slichos, that there's halacha by Karbanos that you had to check, you had to do a bedika. You have to check the animal for 4 days before you brought it on the Mizbeach, you brought it as a offering. So therefore, so to us, we begin Tzrichas, we need at least 4 days before we speak, before we enter Yom HaDin and Rosh Hashanah, we go ahead and we do a Bedika in ourselves to make sure we have our own house in order. And therefore, so then we begin, at least we're in the right frame of mind when we enter Rosh Hashanah. So two schools of thought, why 4 days? Either in lieu of fasting, the main thing is fasting, but since we can't fast, so we say Slichos, or no, the main point is self-introspection, you have a bedika, and therefore you'd always do a bedika. We have to check our own actions and make sure we're ready for Yom HaDin. It's an interesting Ramah. The Ramah writes, there are some places where the one who davens Slichos, he is the one who davens, continues on with Shacharis, and he should daven all day. So it's a whole discussion, what about, does he mean the night before? Let's say you daven Slichos, you know, 1 a.m, you already daven Ma'ariv that day. Or if you daven Slichos at Shacharis, you already daven Ma'ariv. That's a debate whether it includes Ma'ariv or not. But whatever, clearly the Ramah says, at least for Shacharis and Mincha, the one who davens Slichos should continue davening Mincha, or continue davening. The question is why? What's the pshat in the Ramah? So the Magen Avraham writes, because we have a principle, HaMatchil B'mitzvah, Omen Lo Gmar. The one who begins a mitzvah, we tell you to finish it. That's a general rule. Like we learn out One of the sources is Vayatzmos Yosef. The Torah says Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef. It says Moshe took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. And then later on, in Yoshua, it says, and it's Bnei Yisrael Shahalu. The Bnei Yisrael took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So which one was it? Was it Moshe or was it Bnei Yisrael? So if you had our video, you'd see it was actually Moshe. I said, why does the pasuk give credit to Bnei Yisrael? That's what Chazal tells us. It wants to tell me about that if one starts a mitzvah, another person finishes the mitzvah, it's the one who finishes the mitzvah not only gets credit for finishing, for being the closer, but you even get the victory. Like sometimes, like in baseball games, sometimes the closer, he might pitch one pitch or he might pitch very little, but he could get the victory. So too, that the one who closes the deal gets the credit. And that's the whole Piskei Tshuva discusses. Perhaps that's also in Dinei Mamonot. It says, Rama brings down the halacha of you should pay a shadchan. So the Sama Rebbe used to say, Shadchan stands for Sheker Dover Kesef Nosin. If you don't have the Kesef Nosin, you don't give the money, you're left with shade. You don't want to start the marriage off like that. So either way, so let's say someone set them up, it didn't work out, and then they were chozer v'neir, to borrow a Yaradea term. And then whatever, 6 months later, 2 years later, someone else set them up, and it worked out. So who gets the Shadchanis money. So that's a discussion, but some say that based on this, the one who finishes the mitzvah at least gets more. Maybe it's two-thirds, one-third. Different opinions how you split it up, but there's definitely more credence given to the closer, the one who finishes the deal. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. It's based on Matchil of a mitzvah, Omer Gemara. You began a mitzvah, we want you to finish it. Okay, it's a very good principle, but the Achronim asked, Binyan Shomo, Rav Soloveitchik, what does it have to do with? It's a non sequitur. I agree. Once you begin a mitzvah, you finish the mitzvah. So you began Slichas, you finished Slichas. What does it have to do with him continuing on for Shacharis? And because where else do we find it? On Shabbos, Yontif, do we find about Shacharis always continuing on? Like Musaf and Shacharis have nothing to do with one another. We don't say Amatchel b'mitzvah omer gemar, so why should we say it here? So the Binyan Shlomo writes that for different, he says, the pshat was that not because Amatchel b'mitzvah omer gemar, we needed incentive. Slichos is in the middle of the night or early in the morning, and there really weren't any sidurim back then. So it was a hard work for the chazan. He had to go and say it by heart, say it loudly, kind of like the Trumas Hadeshin is. It was one of those jobs you had to do, kind of like cleaning out the garbage. So it wasn't the most coveted job, you know, davening slichos. So therefore, he said, how do you encourage a person to get up and do the slichos? So you know what? I'll throw you shacharis. I'll throw you mincha. So we see during that time, leading slichos wasn't a covet, or wasn't viewed as a big covet. I mean, obviously different chores, it could be different today, but many people, they view slichas as a bigger covet. They want to do slichas, and they're not interested in shacharis, and anyone could do shacharis and mincha. I want to do slichas. So anyway, the Binyan Shlomo says there was based on that time because they needed incentive. It's not a halacha matzah, but mitzvah and gemara. It's a totally different mitzvah. And the upper bizman hazeh, we no longer, we have sidurim. We don't need the incentives anymore. People want to do slichas, so whatever the reasons are, and therefore he says the halacha doesn't apply, or the minhag doesn't apply, that one who reads slichas does not have to finish davening. However, Rav Soloveitchik disagreed and said no. He thinks the principle remains intact. Hamatchel b'mitzvah om lo gmar. But yeah, well, you already finished slichas. So Rav Soloveitchik points out, well, many times there's a famous dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban on Tfilah in general. So the Rambam's opinion is a mitzvah is a mitzvah ase l'spalo b'chol yom. It's a biblical mitzvah to daven every day. And the Ramban writes, there's only a mitzvah d'raisa b'esara during the time of Ni, when there's a war, a hurricane. So it seems to be a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, on the Ramahon's stam tefillah is d'raisa, and the Ramban holds no, only tefillah b'esara is d'raisa, regular tefillah is only midrabanan. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, that's not the pshat. Everyone agrees. It's not a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. It's a technical issue. It's a local issue. Everyone agrees the whole essence of tefillah is the esara. That's when it's deraisa. The machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban is, how do you define esara? The Ramban goes with an external definition. Yeah, you're fighting a war, you have a hurricane. That's a real, we're in imminent danger. So therefore, that's tefillah b'esara. And the Rambam says, no, the frailty of human life. Everyone, we're always in danger. How many times person's fine one moment, the next 2 minutes later, he's not doing that well. So things change very quickly and suddenly. So we're always in a time of esara. The only machlokes is, how do you define esara? The Rambam defines every moment as esara, and the Rambam goes for a more technical, more local issue of external factors, not just the everyday esara. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, why are we davening slichas during this time? Like on different on Tainus, we have halacha of riboy tefillah, that we add tefillahs, not just on Tainus, but on different days, we want to add tefillahs in order to enhance our chances of being answered. We know tshuva utfila ma'avirnes roa hagezera. So we want to enhance our chance of ma'avirnes roa hagezera. So in general, we always add tefila. We have, it's what we call riboy tefila. And so therefore, the Rav says that tzlichos is part of riboy tefila. It's a hakdama to the tefila of the day. It's not a local slichas, but it's a hakdama, just like we have on the other end, like the Rav says, tefillas ne'ila, on Yom Kippur is a summation of all our tefillas. In other words, Yidavan, Kol Nidre, Mayrib, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha. Now, ne'ila is a summation. In fact, the Rav goes so far as to say, if someone who didn't daven, for whatever reason, let's assume, ba'ones, he didn't daven Mincha, or he didn't daven Musaf, so you can't lead tefillas ne'ilah, because ne'ilah represents, it's a summation of all the tefillas. If you didn't daven them, you can't do it. So slichos is the hakdama of all the tefillas. It's a hakdama to tefillah, and ne'ilah is the summation. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that's the pshat in the Ramah. Hamatchil b'mitzvah omo gmar. It's all one big mitzvah of riboy tefillah. It's an esara now. The days of Elul through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres is the time of Esara, and if any time we have an Esara, we do many things with Marba, but Tzedakah, that's why we give, that's why you need the Tzedakah, the Esara as well, but that's the concept of Tefillah, and therefore, it even applies today, HaMatchil B'mitzvah Omer L'Gmar, and therefore the one who leads Tzlichos should go ahead and continue davening. So to summarize, we have the two Pshatim, why Tzlichos 4 days, either because it's 4 days we can't fast during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and therefore in lieu of fasting we say slichas, or no, it's a time of cheshbon nefesh bedika, just like in the Beis HaMikdash they did a bedika 4 days before, so too we have to do one, so therefore we start at least 4 days before. And what's pshat in the Ramah? Hamatchil b'mitzvah omer l'gmar. So the Ramah writes, so the Maharam says, no, what's found in the Ramah that when it begins, Slichas says to daven also. That's what the Magen Avraham says. It's based on the Yerushalmi, Hamatchil B'mitzvah Omer L'Gmar, like we see by Atmos Yosef. Aye, so the Binyan Shomi has, yeah, but he already finished the mitzvah. I agree, you don't get up at Slichas and then pull someone out in the middle. So you got him finish the mitzvah. But why over here? Shacharis is on the new Slichas. So therefore he says then it was just for an incentive. Like the true mitzvah deshen, or his incentive that get people to daven, in order to get someone up and to daven the slichos, so you gave him, you threw him a bone, chakras and mincha. But today we don't need it, so therefore it doesn't apply. And the Rav said, no, it still applies. It's the mitzvah of tefillah. The machlokas is Ramban, and what is Esara? Everyone agrees tefillah be'esara is a deraisa, it's a general mitzvah of tefillah, and during the month of Elul, when Rosh Hashanah, it's all an Esara, so therefore it takes on the generic din of tefillah. It's like Nila is a summation of the tefillah, Slichas is a Hakdama, and therefore, Rav Salavitchik says to Ramah, B'mkom Omid, it still applies a matchel b'mitzvah, Omid Ogmar, and therefore, the one who begins Slichas should continue davening Shacharis and Mincha as well.